Welcome to the Garrett Murray Podcast, episode 9. This is the 9th episode, the egg episode. Don't get any, you know, like everybody just got really excited about it's an episode about eggs. It's not.
You know, it's like the kind of like the Chinese New Year's, you know, it's like you're the chicken.
Right.
You're the dog. This is the episode of the egg.
Yes, exactly. There will be no eggs in the episode. I mean, we won't even eat eggs. Sean's allergic to eggs. Deathly allergic.
Head, it just blows up.
Yeah. I saw that once. Wow.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It's very rapid.
Yeah, man, it just pop, gone, just like that.
I mean, you know, the problem, I love deviled eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. You always love what you're allergic to, I've noticed.
Yeah.
It's like the universe is playing a dirty, dirty trick on you, you know? People, I know tons of people who are allergic to peanut butter and peanuts, and they just, every time they see one of those nuts for nuts things on the street of New York City, they just, their mouths water, they go nuts, and literally, and they really want to eat them, but they know that if they do, they'll die.
What's the forbidden thing, you know? It's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, it's like rape.
Right. Wait, what?
So I was eating lunch today at work, and
do you brown bag it?
Occasionally. I to be a responsible person would be to brown bag it all the time so that you don't spend.
Let me guess, you do that when you're trying to eat healthy and like you're probably going to the gym a little bit.
Yeah, more than not. I'm kind of insane. I tend to actually eat the same thing every day. Which a lot of people don't believe, but it's actually true. I eat the same thing every day. I've had the same sandwich.
I believe that.
Yeah, for about 4 years.
What is it? Or can you? Is it a secret? It's sort of like your sandwich.
No, because it's the most boring stereotypical. It's a turkey, lettuce, tomato, and mayo on varying breads. It's not even. It's not even like it's a crazy special sandwich. You know?
The bread will change
occasionally. Yeah.
Pumpernickel.
Never
wheat.
Pumpernickel.
No, not pumpernickel.
No, that is the bastard bread.
Well, it's the sort of the underdog bread. It's very overlooked
for good reason.
The sleeper bread.
Yeah, it looks like it's pumpernickel to me. All I think is dirt in the mix.
Dirt in the mix.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's a very sweet and tasty bread.
Oh, sweet! I don't want sweet sandwich.
I don't know. It's kind of a nice bread. I agree. When I was a kid, I was like, "That's you're right. It's garbage. That's garbage bread." That's what happened when someone, you know, threw up into the mixer and. And then also put feces in it.
Of course.
I just had to get it brown somehow.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I couldn't. I realized vomit wasn't really the right color. But I agree. So, but I think I've since sort of seen the error of my ways.
Fair enough. I mean, to be perfectly honest, in the spirit of full disclosure, for a long period of time, I was totally against the everything bagel. So, you know, I may be totally in the wrong here because now I can't get enough.
That was a bad call there.
Yeah. Definitely. Salt plus onions plus just kind of anything that's on the floor of the place that they just roll the dough in is awesome.
That's great. Yeah, because one time the guy dropped it on the floor, picked it up, and you really couldn't tell what was added there.
Right. Is that an oat or a rock? It doesn't matter. It's everything bagel. Plus, that name actually allows you to get away with everything.
Right.
Sir. Yeah, there's a piece of broken glass and a hypodermic needle in this. And he's, I said everything. It says it on the sign, idiot. Eat it. You know, I'm to the point now where if I walk into a job interview and I see Aeron chairs, I just leave.
Well, you've always been a hater of the Aerons, but I sit in one at work, and I like it.
Really?
It's very comfy.
Oh, I can't. Maybe my body is not designed for the Aeron chair, but I get into that thing and I feel just like someone is stabbing me in the spine. And then I adjust it, and then it's someone stabbing me in the anus. I
can't. Is there a knife glued to this chair?
Yeah, it's an Aeron chair.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. So your chair has a cleaver or butcher knife of some sort glued to the
back. Right, with the little adjustable knob.
So you sit on that.
Right.
I think there's a problem with the chair. The knife would be the problem.
I don't understand. It's an Aeron chair. That's what Aeron means, to stab.
I think someone's either played a joke on you, or you have a bad chair. Maybe you got a bad one out of the factory. I bought a pair of shoes once and put them on, and they were just full of broken glass.
Oh boy!
And I wore them for a year.
Right.
and I shoes? Just like Nike yeah. suck, right? You know,
good lord, that will ruin your idea of a company,
right? And then I was like, you know, like so, you know, later on, I bought a new pair of shoes, like no more Nike, you know. And then I found out that it was actually just there was just broken glass in my shoe.
Hmm. Did it rattle when you walked?
More of like a crunchy sort of like, yeah. And then also the stabbing sounds,
right? Like, how many stitches have you had?
Oh, the foot's gone.
I cut my nails too short today, and
ow, that's yeah, no good.
I do it all the time. It's like I have this thing. I'm a bit obsessive, and so I cut my nails really regularly. And sometimes I go too far, and then I have to touch everything. Like my hand, I have burns on my hands.
Right. Well, especially if you took a shower.
Yeah, I'm touching everything really lightly.
Right, and it gets really like
I'm typing and I'm like. Ow. And I can't
do. Well, I like how you do it with all your fingers. Usually for me, it's just one finger.
No, I just keep doing it, and I'll do it. I'll cut the first one, and be like, oh, too short, and then I'll cut the next one. Oh, also too short.
Oh no.
Now I get to the fourth one, I'll be like, nah, not the. Oh God, why? And then that's it.
It's a lot less bad though than the people who have long nails, especially yeah. No, men who have long nails.
Yeah.
And you clearly know it's out of neglect.
Yeah.
Like the sort of like they can like tap on the
with the dirt under there.
Yeah, the dirt. Right.
That is awful.
There's nothing worse than that. So better to err on that side. Though some people have made it such a habit of trimming their nails that they no longer really have nails.
Right.
And that there's like this big bulb of flesh at the tip of their finger.
Am I in there?
No, you're still good. You're good. Yeah. No, your one finger there has a little bulbous
here? Sort
of tip on it. it's becoming a bit of a big toe is coming out of
your finger. Uh-oh. Oh no, too short! I have another phenomenon that I want to discuss.
Phenomenon.
Yeah, that's really... Ugh, it's got me heartsick. And this may be a local thing, and I don't know, maybe no one can relate to this, but I am sick and tired of seeing women wearing shorts and cowboy boots.
Right.
You have
some women issues as far as
clothing, absolutely.
And also comparing with shoes.
Don't get me wrong. If I saw a man wearing shorts and cowboy boots, I would be equally angered by this. But it just happens to be that in our neighborhood, this is a style thing. And it's not always cowboy boots. For some reason, these boots from the 80s that are made of suede and they're all bunched up on top. I don't know what you call them. Junk boots? I call them junk boots. Yeah, they look like they're made of junk.
Right.
You know, like they look like, you know, when your socks, you put on long socks and then they scrunch down.
Right.
And you're like, God damn these socks.
Right.
The one function of a sock is to stay on.
Right.
It would be like taking that idea and going, wait, I know what this would be good for. Boots. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. And these boots, they just look like they're shriveling. And people are wearing shorts. Usually, actually, kind of short shorts almost.
Right.
And then like sort boots.
Of 70s shorts.
Yeah.
And then boots.
And then boots. And this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I've seen women, girls, really, because they're not, let's be honest, they're not women. Women don't make these decisions.
Not real women.
Right.
No.
And they're walking around.
You realize most of our female audience wears boots with shorts.
Probably. Yeah. I know. Most of our men as well.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
It's an epidemic. It's 95 degree weather. Humidity levels in New York City are 1,000,000%, like they are every day in the summer. It is raining. We're just walking in solid water, and these girls are wearing t-shirts because that makes sense.
Right.
Shorts because that makes sense, and boots.
Right.
That does not make any sense at all.
Well, especially a lot of times they're also galoshes.
Yeah, what in the hell are you doing? It's not raining.
It's the new thing though. It's the rainwear look.
Ugh.
You know, I'm surprised people they're not also wearing ponchos.
Right, the poncho thing is not nearly as popular.
But that would be much more practical.
Absolutely. If it's raining, a poncho does something for you. Of course, you wouldn't wear a poncho when it's 90 degrees and not raining out.
Right.
But apparently, these people think, oh, it's time to put on my wellies. I'm going to wear my rubber boots because it's hot outside and not raining at all. There's no threat of water. I have to have rubber boots on. This would be like putting gloves on in the winter. In the summer, I should say. This does not make any sense. In fact, not only does it not make any sense, but it actually goes directly against all human logic. Your body says to you, I am hot. I sweat now. Get cooler. And you go, what's that? Boots? Okay. Put on leather that blocks my pores from breathing. You got it.
Yeah, it's nice sweaty rubber.
Yeah. Ugh. Doesn't make any sense. And who is buying cowboy boots? I thought we were done with this.
You're definitely a minority here. Not here, because I kind of think that these people dress like jackasses. But most women dress like this in our neighborhood.
It's scary. Yeah. It scares me. I'm afraid of it.
And I don't understand how that works. I mean, I'm not one to... I mean, I pretty much wear just like burlap clothes.
Yeah, usually potato sacks.
Pretty much. I pretty much wear, you know, just scraps of clothing.
Whatever you find. Cloth. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not a fashion guru.
Okay? Not per se.
Right. I'm not, you know, I'm not one to listen to if you're saying, what should I wear?
Right.
I have no opinion, even remotely informed about clothing, but...
I would say you're actually almost misinformed.
Right. You know, so I've been here long enough, and I remember when only the freakish girls wore that.
Right.
And now they all do.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't understand at what point are you like, that looks like garbage, but I'm also going to do that.
Right.
So,
are you too... you are too close to the microphone.
I'm too close to the microphone?
Yeah.
But how close are they?
What?
How close are they?
I can't understand anything you're saying. You're too close.
No, this is perfect.
What?
The perfect distance right here.
Oh, my. I got to take my headphones off. I had a banana, you know, like you do. And it crossed my mind for a moment as I was, you know, enjoying this banana that certain fruits are difficult to eat publicly without... looking strange.
The banana being the...
Yeah, the fruit cock, if you will.
Fruit cock.
And it's hard to, no pun intended, eat a banana in public without at least someone giving you a look. Is that person eating a cock? I don't know, because that's what it looks like.
Wait, do you feel that look that people are like,
definitely.
Wait a minute, is he eating a fruit cock?
Yeah, that was the look I saw today. One of my coworkers was like, "Hey Garrett, what are you? Is that a fruit penis? You have a fruit penis in your mouth?" Yeah, I spent the first entire year in college playing Counter-Strike and smoking cigarettes.
Right.
That's pretty much all I did. I ate a little bit. I lost, like, I honestly lost 20 pounds my first year.
Really?
And it's weird because it's the exact inverse of the freshman, whatever, 15 or whatever it is.
Right.
Everybody
right,
else
right.
was getting fat and I was losing weight.
Everyone else is drinking and,
right, and partying talking to humans.
Human beings.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was playing Counter-Strike. So, you know, like, I got to school at like 180, which was the heaviest I had ever been because the summer between senior year and college, I apparently just kept eating cow. And then I got fatter and fatter. And then I went to school and inversely changed to how everyone else was. So by the end of the year, I would see people and they'd be like, "Are you dying?" And I'd be like, "No, I just am so good at Counter-Strike that I have to play all the time. That's what I'm doing." And I was smoking cigarettes right. and just, you know, my face was sucking in and...
A vein was just kind of pulsing on your forehead.
Yeah, it's just, get away from me or I will shoot you with the Glock.
Yeah, there was a period of time there where you kind of looked like the undead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, and everybody else was just chubbing up and having a good old time. Except for Cancer Girl.
Right.
Yeah, she had cancer.
What a shame.
You know, I found out she didn't actually have cancer.
Hmm.
Yeah, that really ruined that whole nickname thing.
Heard the other day about this Siamese twin story.
Ugh.
Why, that's no good?
Oh, boy.
What?
I don't know. It's
too much for you?
It's a sad, sad road, and also hilarious. You know, it's...
Well, this was what was interesting about it, and I should probably have done more research, but I prefer to have sort of like, you know, half-informed opinions about everything.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah, I just need a gist. Someone just kind of has to, like... You know, mention something offhand in an email.
Right.
I'm pretty much good.
Yeah,
I'll,
exactly.
I'll start rendering opinions immediately.
Definitely.
So anyway, apparently, I think these people are dead now, but because they're just, this is like a long time ago.
Okay.
But they were Siamese twins and they were joined at the side and they shared a liver.
Ooh.
And yeah, but they led full lives and they both got married. and they both had kids.
Oh, those are the weird stories.
Mm.
Weird.
I mean, immediately logistics come into play.
Right. Like, just one...
You just start thinking about all the different permutations of that relationship. And so what they would do is they'd have two separate houses, mm-hmm. and then every other week, they would go from one house to the other, and so that one side would get to do the whole thing with their spouse.
Right.
And then they'd go over to the other place, and they'd have their whole life. So... There's A, like, did the, when they were at house B, you know, did twin A just shut up and just, like, play dead?
Right. I mean, do you, like, just close your eyes and, like, pretend it's not happening?
La, 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 la. Or do they participate? You know, do they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's, eek.
And in, you know, and obviously in the child creation,
that's weird.
I don't even know. It's almost, I'd rather just kind of leave it to our viewers' sort of imaginations. Yeah.
You got to think that at first I was thinking that sucks for the kids because they only get to see their father like once every week. But then I realized their father's a freak. So like they're like, oh, thank God, man, I can't handle this anymore. So I want to take a second in this ninth episode, The Egg, to mention the fact that we've been getting lots and lots of really... really great feedback from everybody who's listening, and we've gotten tons of feedback on the iTunes music store, and we of course love all feedback that we get, positive or negative, so please do continue to send feedback to us. And that's episode nine,
son.
Yep, it's done. It's in my sack,
all
so
up in there.
That's all done,
all up and, in your sack.
Yep, right there, deep in it. This is the Garrett Murray podcast. I am usually Garrett Murray.
And I'm usually Sean. This is the end, boom, boom, the end, my friend, the end, boom, boom,
episode 9.